Hi everyone, and welcome back to The Game Changers, where I talk exclusively about Indian women in sport, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sorry for the long break, but between summer travel and exams, I unfortunately put this podcast on the back burner. But now I'm back, and so are the regular episodes. In today's episode, we will discuss some of the firsts for Indian women in sport. But before we get to that, I have a couple first-hand stories to share. The first one being an experience. A month or so ago, I played my first ever cricket match and was one of the two girls participating in an under-16 match. I have no complaints with the equality once the match began, but it's the facilities for girls that made me see the lack of obvious provisions for my gender in competition. While the boys could change in the open, we needed some place to change, and the only option was a boys' bathroom that did not have any doors, which meant anyone could walk in at any moment. Although I wasn't extremely uncomfortable, I could clearly sense and see that the other girl with me was severely uncomfortable about the situation. The other story occurs during a fair in school where I presented this podcast. As an activity, I asked my audience to name 5 Indian women in sport, and the results were really sad. Most people were unable to name even 5, with some only knowing 1 or 2. The names that were given were amongst the same few names that we hear: Saina Nehwal, Mary Kom, and other sportswomen who the media has put the spotlight on. Not only did it serve as evidence for me to validate the problem that I have identified, but it also induced a great amount of guilt and embarrassment into my audience, who I'm fairly certain went back and looked up some more Indian women in sport. This showed me that the best way to increase awareness of women's sport is by showing people how little they actually know about it. So try this yourself. See how many Indian sportswomen you can name, and I guarantee it is fewer than you expect. But the first woman we will discuss today is Manisha Kalyan, a professional footballer who plays the role of an attacking midfielder. She recently made headlines for becoming the first Indian to play in the UEFA Women's League this season for the Cypriot Champions Apollon Ladies after attracting interest from clubs from across the world. Born in Punjab, she started playing football at the age of 13 after initially pursuing athletics. She developed interest in the sport after watching boys her age play it at school and at the encouragement of her coach to try her hand, or well, foot at it. She was selected for the under-17 and under-19 national teams and made an impression on everyone straight from the beginning. She made her international debut at the young age of 17 in a game in Hong Kong. Before playing for the national team, in 2018, she signed with the franchise Gokulam Kerala, which was a team participating in the newly formed Indian Women's League. She is now only 20 and has still achieved so much. She has won the AIFF Women's Emerging Footballer of the Year in the year of 2020-2021. Manisha Kalyan also holds a record for another first. She is the first and only Indian player in history to score a goal at the AFC Women's Club Championship. She is a great example and role model for aspiring sportswomen everywhere, because not only did she succeed as a woman in a non-cricket sport, she also made the international stage, showing that Indian women are not limited, but can reach the highest of sporting levels. So let's hope Manisha Kalyan is the first of many, many women to infiltrate the international football and sports scene. Next, we discuss Subraman Vijayalakshmi. She holds a record for the first in the game of chess. She is the first female player in India to hold the FIDE titles of International Master and Women Grandmaster. She has also won the most medals amongst Indian players in chess Olympiads. Winning almost all national age group titles, she is clearly super duper accomplished. She was born in Madras and learned the game of chess from her father. Her first tournament was the Tal Chess Competition. After winning the under 10 girls categories of the Indian Championship 2 consecutive years in a row, there was no stopping her. She went on to become a Commonwealth champion and win competitions all over and around the world, clearly showing that she deserves far more recognition in the public eye. Although she has won the prestigious Arjuna Award and has been recognized by the nation and government, how many of you actually knew who she was and some of even her numerous amount of incredible achievements? Chess players are in itself a topic that we are not very well educated about, knowing only the most famous and media discussed ones, like in the likes of Vishwanathan Anand. Women like Subraman Vijayalakshmi have accolades that almost matches, but are forgotten by everybody. Lastly, we discuss Gina Skaria. the first Indian basketball player to play professional basketball outside of the country. She plays primarily the position of forward and is now 28 years of age. She was born in a small district in the northern part of Kerala. She started by playing for the sports division of Kannur and later received her first international call-up in the under-16 FIBA or FIBA Asia Championship in 2009. Later, she played college-level basketball for Krishna Menon College and for Kannur University. Her breakout moment occurred when she captained the India's junior women's team that participated in the under-18 FIBA Asia Championship for women taking place in Malaysia. Here, she finished the tournament as the second highest scorer and led in the number of rebounds. She has also captained the Indian women's team. She won the 2020 Most Valuable Player Award in the National Senior Basketball Tournament. And in 2019, she was signed by the Ringwood Lady Hawks, which is an Australian professional basketball team. This not only made her the first Indian basketball player to play professional basketball outside of India, but also the first Indian to play in an Australian A division league. Between Manisha Kalyan and Gina Skaria, another sad realization is that in many sports, women need to leave the country to reach their full potential of success. This is not only due to the lack of support for women in sport, but also no support from the sports, but also the audiences and tournaments. And additionally, the focus on only certain sports and disregard and absolutely no funding and support for others. We all have a role to play in this. While we may broaden our horizons to follow other sports like basketball and football, the leagues we follow are almost always not based in our own country. Although many of us may be able to name pages full of NBA and Champions League players, which are mostly men, how many of us can name the names of our national team's players? How many of us even know the captain's names of the women's team? So next time, try to watch the highlights, if not only the whole matches of our national leagues and India's matches, to support our own country's players. And don't forget, wherever there's men's teams, there's most probably a women's team to support too. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Game Changers. On another note, I would love any notes, recommendations for topics, people to discuss, or feedback. So you can reach out to my email in the description below. Thank you.